Austrian stocks in English. Austrian stocks in English. This is our whole thing.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger. The English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in a mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, the indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st weekly and week 46 prolonged the strong November for the Austrian stock market. ATXDR gained 2.2% with Lenzing & Co. and in the second row, PAR in front. AT&S has engaged in negotiations with Österreichische Beteiligungs AG ÖBAG, but it was the announcement of a potential capital increase which weakened the stock. News came from IMS Osram Frequentis, Valneva, Austrian Post, AT&S, Polytech, Rosenbauer, Andritz, UBM, Kapstreifikom, Vienna Stock Exchange, Do & Co., Vienna Airport, Strabag and Palfinger. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 46. Monday, AMS Osram, global leader in intelligent sensors and emitters, announced the launch of an offering of €800 million equivalent aggregate principal amount of senior unsecured notes as part of its recently presented financing plan. The company intends to use the proceeds from the offering of the notes, together with the proceeds of its proposed rights offering and a sale and leaseback of the group's new Kulim 8-inch facility, to redeem in full its outstanding $450,000. 0.007% senior notes to 2025 and the €850 million 6% senior notes to 2025, repay certain bank facilities, fund general corporate purposes, and to pay related fees and expenses. AMS Osram, weekly performance, 8.84%. Frequentis, National Air Navigation Services Company, NANSC, of Egypt will implement Frequentis VCS to enhance the country's aviation infrastructure. Deployment will include the Cairo Air Navigation Center, CANC, Cairo Tower, Backup Tower and Approach System, and the Emergency Center at Katamea, New Cairo. ORASCOM Services, headquartered in Cairo, Egypt, will act as systems integrator. One of the key advantages of the new VCS is in its future-proof design, enabling seamless integration with upcoming IP radio connections, says Joseph Kutchi, Managing Director of Frequentis Middle East. This VCS deployment underscores NANSC's ongoing trust in Frequentis capabilities, following the successful implementation of 19 voice communication control systems, VCCS, across Egypt in 2006. Frequentis, weekly performance, -1.38%. Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, today reported positive pivotal phase 3 immunogenicity data in adolescents for its single-dose chikungunya virus, CHIKV, vaccine candidate VLA1553. These results complement the initial phase 3 safety data the company reported for the trial in August 2023. The pivotal immunogenicity data showed that a single dose vaccination with VLA1553 induced a robust immune response in adolescents aged 12 to 18 years, confirming the excellent immunogenicity previously observed in adults. Valneva, weekly performance, -11.01%. Tuesday, Austrian Post. Group revenue of Austrian Post improved by 8.5% in the first three quarters of 2023 to €1,969.30 million. Despite the ongoing challenges and cost-related inflationary trends, Austrian Post showed an improvement in its earnings indicators for the first three quarters of 2023. EBITDA climbed by 9.5% to €282.4 million, and earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, rose by 4.4% to €130.8 million. CEO Georg Pölzl, growth in the parcel business as well as the increase in financial services managed to offset the decline in letter mail and direct mail items. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, 4.20%. AT&S, to support the further development of the company, the executive board of AT&S, a globally leading manufacturer of high-end IC substrates and printed circuit boards, considers to increase the share capital of the company from authorized capital against cash contributions and to possibly implement further capital measures. AT&S has engaged in negotiations with Österreichische Beteiligungs AG, ABAG, concerning the potential subscription by the latter within the potential capital measures, whereby according to the current state of negotiations, a participation of at least 25% plus one share of the share capital of AT&S would be sought. Moreover, the executive board of AT&S has decided to start talks with potential other new investors about a possible investment. AT&S, weekly performance, minus 8.30%. Rosenbauer, the firefighting industry supplier Rosenbauer Group generated revenues of 699.1 million euros in the first three quarters of 2023, January 9, 2022, 636.7 million euros. The volume of the group's business was thus 9.8% higher than in the comparative period of the previous year. The main reason for this are the measures implemented to increase efficiency and higher sales prices of the vehicles delivered, which noticeably reflect the cost increases of the last 2 years. The stronger gross profit, combined with a consistent reduction in structural costs, R&D, sales and administrative expenses, resulted in a positive EBITDA of 33.7 million euros, January 9, 2022, euros minus 10.3 million, and an EBIT figure of 11.2 million euros, 1/9/2022, euros minus 31.8 million. EBIT is therefore 43 million euros better than in the previous year. Incoming orders reached 1,026 euros and 50 million from January to September. January 9, 2022, 825.4 million euros, corresponding to an increase of 24% in a recently weaker economic environment. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, minus 0.33%. Polytech, the consolidated sales revenues of Polytech, a leading developer and manufacturer of high-quality plastic components, in the months January to September, 2023, totaled 485.2 million euros and were therefore 12.7% higher than in the same period of the previous year, Q1, Q3 2022, 430.7 million euros. In the first and second quarters of 2023, customer call-offs had improved significantly compared to the previous year. Short-term customer call-off reductions that occurred during the third quarter of 2023 led to lower sales revenues in the third quarter. The EBITDA amounted to 22.3 million euros in the first 9 months 2023, Q1, Q3 2022, 25.0 million euros. The measures introduced during the summer to improve operational efficiency had a positive effect in some areas, but significant additional costs due to extra shifts, increased workforce numbers and other special expenses continued to affect the group's earnings situation in the third quarter of 2023. Group EBIT in the months January to September, 2023, totaled minus 2.7 million euros, Q1, Q3 2022, 0.2 million euros. Depending on the final sales trend and the results of negotiations, a slightly negative EBIT margin in 2023 cannot be ruled out. Polytech Group, weekly performance, minus 2.53%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Krones AG, Germany, to supply 6 Aduro-S shredders for a shredding and washing plant for polypropylene, PP, recycling in the southeast United States. The shredders will be installed in 2 lines. Startup of the first line will take place in 2024. Andritz, weekly performance, 2.32%. Wednesday UBM Development AG, UBM will repay the remaining 91.05 million euros from the 3.125% UBM bond 2018-2023 bond, punctually on November 16, 2023, after 5 years. A total of 28.94 million euros from the 3.125% UBM bond 2018-2023 was already exchanged for the UBM green bond 2023-2027 inches June, 2023. UBM, weekly performance, 0.49%. Frequentis, Frequentis Control Room Consulting, CRC, was selected by SANS to explore how data analytics can be utilized in order to optimize and enhance its air traffic management, ATM, to meet the Saudi Arabian aviation sector growth strategy. Through collaborative workshops and system maturity assessments, teams from Frequentis and SANS identified workflow inadequacies and information deficits at key decision points. It was a pleasure to work with SANS engineers and ATM professionals as part of our joint engagement to explore modernizing Saudi Arabian ATM data and analytics platforms. Together, the control room consulting team and SANS analyzed the data science methods that will improve the quality and timing of decisions, says Joseph Cucci, Managing Director Frequentis Middle East. Frequentis is a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety-critical tasks. Frequentis, weekly performance, -1.38%. CaptrafficCom, revenues of CaptrafficCom, a provider of transportation solutions, in the first half of the year amounted to €266 million, which is 1% higher than in the same period of the previous year. At the beginning of July, the arbitration proceedings conducted due to the termination of the operations contract for the collection of the infrastructure charge, the passenger car toll in Germany, were concluded with a settlement agreement. Accordingly, AutoTicket GmbH, a joint venture between CaptrafficCom and CTS Eventim, received an amount of €243 million from the Federal Republic of Germany. The cash inflow of €79 million already received is reflected in the EBIT with €72 million and was predominantly used to repay financial liabilities. The result from operating activities before depreciation, amortization and impairment, EBITDA, grew from €15 million to €82 million, and the result from operating activities, EBIT, increased from €5 million to €73 million. The EBIT margin was therefore 28%. Compared to 2% in the first half of the previous year. CaptrafficCom, weekly performance, -0.43%. Vienna Stock Exchange, the Vienna Stock Exchange welcomes a new international trading member. Barclays Bank Ireland PLC will participate in trading as of November 15, 2023. International trading members generate over 85% of equity turnover in Vienna. A large part of the turnover originates from Germany, 47.6%, France, 20.7%, and Ireland, 11.3%. A total of 66 members, including 21 Austrian and 45 international banks and securities firms, are currently admitted to trading on the Vienna Stock Exchange. ATX, weekly performance, 2.20%. Thursday Dun & Company, catering company Dun & Company benefited from increased demand in all divisions, airline, events, restaurants, and, with sales of €880.11 million, PY, €667.16 million, achieved the strongest half-year in terms of revenue in the company's history. This constitutes an increase in revenue of 31.9% or €212.95 million as compared to the same period of the previous year. The EBITDA of the Dun & Company Group was €95.85 million, PY, €67.48 million, in the first half year of the business year 2023-2024. The net result more than doubled from 14.04 meters in the previous year to €35.48 million. All business divisions are experiencing continued high demand, the company stated in its outlook, and emphasizes, due to strategic investments as well as passionate employees exceptionally committed to service. Dun & Company is well prepared for further growth. In addition, measures are continuously taken to further improve margins in all business divisions. Dun CO, weekly performance, 6.03%. Vienna Airport, Inc. January 3, 2023, the Flughafen Wien Group, Vienna Airport, generated revenue of €699.4 million, comprising a year-on-year increase of 37.7%. This upward revenue development was mainly driven by the significant growth in passenger volumes, higher passenger and aircraft-related income combined with improved center and hospitality management and parking fees. EBITDA rose to €332.2 million from the previous year, whereas EBIT climbed to €234.9 million. The net profit for the period before non-controlling interests climbed to €173.3 million in January 3, 2023. The cash flow from operating activities showed a substantial increase to €286.1 million, January 3, 2022, €234.6 million. with 22.5 million passengers in the period January to September 2023. Total passenger volume was at 93.9% of the record year 2019. Fluefin Veen, weekly performance, -2.92%. Strabag, construction group Strabag SE generated an output volume of 13.6 billion euros in the first 9 months of 2023, which corresponds to an increase of 8% compared to the same period of the previous year. The largest output growth was recorded in the home markets of Germany and Austria, followed by Romania, Poland and the United Kingdom, where the group is currently working on the two largest projects on the order books. By contrast, output fell in the Czech Republic, Sweden and Denmark. As at September 30, 2023, the order backlog had increased to 24.4 billion euros, up 4% from the same date in the previous year. In view of the continued growth of the order backlog and the significant increase in output in the first 9 months, we are raising our output forecast for 2023 from 18.6 billion euros to around 18.9 billion euros, explained CEO Clemens Hasselsteiner. Strabag, weekly performance, 1.79%. Friday Palfinger, the Mona Lisa is the Prysmian Group's new cutting-edge cable-laying vessel, currently under construction at Vartulcea in Romania. Palfinger Marine has been officially commissioned to deliver a major equipment package to support their decarbonization goals. The Mona Lisa, sister ship to Prysmian's Leonardo da Vinci, is 171 meters long and can accommodate up to 120 people. With its 100 tons of cable pulling tension, it has the deepest power cable installation capacity in the market, reaching as far as 3,000 meters of water depth. The equipment package from Palfinger consists of a large A-frame for plow operations, an active heave compensated lifting towing winch, one towing winch, one combined quadrant auxiliary winch, two auxiliary winches, one towing roller with limiting pins, two hangar traveling cranes, two tension elevators with hatch covers, two mooring platforms, two provision platforms, two rov doors with L-hatches, lifeboats and fenders. Palfinger, weekly performance, 5.19%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz will supply a methanol liquefaction plant to Japanese unbleached kraft pulp producer Hyogo Pulp Industries Limited. The plant will be installed at the Tanigawa mill to replace fossil-based support fuel with renewable liquid methanol, a byproduct of the chemical recovery process. This is the first plant of its kind in the Japanese pulp industry. With this investment, we are taking our first step toward becoming a biorefinery, said Naoki Aikawa, representative executive director of Hyogo Pulp Industries, Limited. Andritz, weekly performance, 2.32%. AMS Osram announced the pricing of 1 billion euro senior notes, comprising 625 million euros aggregate principal amount of senior unsecured notes to March 2029, at a coupon of 10.5% per annum and of $400 million aggregate principal amount of senior unsecured notes to March 2029, at a coupon of 12.25% per annum. The company also entered into an agreement to extend the maturity of its 100 million euros overdraft facility with Commerzbank to June 2026, which is expected to take effect following closing its planned rights offering. AMS Osram, weekly performance, 8.84%.
And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Hospital.